Now, we've all been, a lot of holiday reading has been top of our mind here on Summer Breakfast. We've been presenting you the some of the thoughts there, the book recommendations of RN presenters, and they are all on the RN website. But let's have a look back at the year in books in 2014. Writer, freelance writer for publications including The Guardian Australia, Weekend Australian, Bethany Blanchard joins us. Bethany, welcome.
Thank you.
Been a big year in books.
It has. It has indeed.
Some of them are good, some of them are bad. Can
we... we won't be focusing on the bad this morning.
All right. Where would you like to begin?
Well, so yeah, next week I think we'll look at upcoming releases for 2015, but I thought it might be good to kind of give you my summer reading recommendations through some of the themes and controversies of 2014.
We cannot have enough of the summer reading recommendation. I think it's a very fine thing.
So it was really the Literary Awards that tended to be the site of controversy this year. Lit prizes are always contentious, but they're usually contentious in a fairly insular way, so centering on kind of which writers made it into the various shortlists and longlists. Yeah,
they burst out into the mainstream conversation this
year.
Yes,
there's always a lot of talk on Twitter, who should have been on, who shouldn't have. Mm. But this year, literary prizes, and in particular their awards nights, were used to highlight political issues in quite a high-profile manner. So Richard Flanagan is the most recent example of this. He won this year's Man Booker with his brilliant work, The Narrow Road to the Deep North.
A very fine book it is.
Incredible, but he sparked controversy following the win when he noted that he was ashamed to be Australian when asked about some of Abbott's environmental comments in a BBC radio interview. So that gained a lot of international attention.
Prime Minister Tony Abbott, to give him his full title.
Yes. But oddly, at the Prime Minister's Literary Awards earlier this month, it turned out that Abbott had intervened to ensure that Flanagan was joint winner for the Fiction Prize, which the judging panel had initially awarded solely to Stephen Carroll for A World of Other People.
Again, a beautiful book.
Yeah, well, that was quite a controversial decision, and yeah, it was sort of quite goodwill on the part of Abbott that it didn't affect.
Well, this was a really interesting thing from the Prime Minister too. I mean, I guess it showed his magnanimity that he can... He's a man who's won the Man Booker. He may have been critical of me as Prime Minister and of my government, but still I will, never mind, I'll put that to one side and acknowledge the book.
Well, apparently the awards, the announcement was delayed precisely because Abbott wanted to read The Narrow Road to the Deep North, but it did cause a bit of controversy with... critics such as Peter Rose asking, you know, did Abbott read all five novels in order to honour Flanagan's book? And, you know, why would anyone now serve on the PMLA panel, you know, if they're just going to be overruled?
So, although those panels, I mean, the Prime Minister's Award is notable that the judges make a recommendation.
Indeed, and this was definitely a captain's pick. So it would be very interesting to see how it
the
plays
award
out.
For literary fiction of the year goes to Nova Peris.
So it would be very interesting to see how they go next year, and because there was quite a lot of shared awards. But the reason I bring that up is for another instance of controversy at Literary Awards night, and this was Maxine Beneba Clark, who at the annual Australian Book Industry Awards handed Abbott an open letter signed by hundreds of prominent artists and writers objecting to cuts to arts funding in the 2014 budget. I was at the Sydney Writers Festival earlier this year, and I was lucky enough to interview Beneba Clark afterwards, and she said that Abbott did take the envelope and that she walked away quite surprised that she hadn't been tackled by security. So quite a bold move, but yeah, it's sort of a lot of controversy around these awards nights and being used to kind of highlight.
Well, I suspect there is more openness of mind in the Prime Ministerial Office than might be suspected by
some
parties.
Abbott is an author, certainly.
Well, he is indeed, and a published author,
indeed,
which is no small thing.
But I bring up Maxine's work because Foreign Soil, her collection of short stories, was truly one of my highlights for 2014. She's well established as a slam poet, but she's been one of the rising stars of fiction and non-fiction this year. Foreign Soil is her collection of 10 stories, and it's set variously in Uganda, New Orleans, Brixton during the London riots, and the back streets of Melbourne in Footscray. And when you begin reading the collection, it's like being hit with the force of her prose and the way that she renders the various dialects. It's an incredible volume of short stories, so I'd highly recommend that.
High recommendation.
The other theme of this year seemed to be short story collections for me. They were certainly the four most of my favourite works talk. There's been several really striking collections. We had the volume from Christos Sokos, Merciless Gods, yep. which really just cements his position as an incredible storyteller. But the one I want to single out for comment is Ceridwen Dovey's Only the Animals. What's interesting when you read a lot of short fiction is how fluid the categories are and how it allows writers to kind of play with form. But Ceridwen said she doesn't think of her work as a collection of short stories, but it's essentially a book narrated by the souls of animals who have been killed during a human conflict of the past century. But each story plays homage to a writer. So quite early on, there's a story narrated by a mussel in the style of Jack Kerouac during the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And I remember reading that thinking, this cannot possibly work, and it does. So it's incredible, ambitious work, and I think I've never read anything like it, which is pretty hard to say at this point in literature.
It's a splendid note, perhaps, which to end here. That's a great recommendation. In the style, a voice of a mussel. I'll imagine that.
Seek it out.
Bethany, thank you. And we'll look ahead to 2015 when we meet again next week.
Yes.
Writer, Bethany Blanchard. You can see her words, Guardian Australia, Weekend Australian, among other places. Kill Your Darlings, too, I think.
Interviews editor there.
There you go. Bethany will be back with us to talk 2015's books next week.